KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 17 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Police in Creston have received two more reports of vandalism at local businesses. Late Tuesday night, Permar Security reported a commercial burglary alarm activation at Quick Pond at 101 East Taylor Street in Creston. Officers investigating advised that a brick had been thrown through the front door. No entry appeared to have been gained. Damage was estimated at $800. Late Monday night, a security company reported a burglar alarm was activated at the Creston Check and Go at 509 West Taylor Street. Again, a brick was thrown through the window, but no entry was gained, and damage was estimated at $800. Two other Creston businesses were damaged recently as well via similar means. One incident took place last Friday night, the other sometime overnight December 28th and 29th. In other news, Creston police say 36-year-old Jason A. Ford of Creston was arrested Tuesday on a Ringgold County warrant for a probation violation. Ford was subsequently released to the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office. And 27-year-old Logan Davis of Creston was arrested Tuesday on a Decatur County warrant for failure to appear child support related. Davis was later released on $2,000 bond. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education met Monday night and approved the 2015-16 modified supplemental amount application from the state for at-risk and dropout prevention, which amounted to around $450,000. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said that was less than the $470,000 they'd hoped for.
People don't realize that that's been impacted by the legislature not setting the state supplemental aid last year, because it's being calculated on this year's cost per student, which if it would have been set, then that would have been factored in, like it would have been 2% more or whatever the state supplemental aid is going to be. But now, because it's been calculated already, it's going to be less than what we should have got.
And maintenance director Russell Peck provided the school board with an update on projects that will likely need to be tackled this summer.
Tuck pointing and portion of the middle school roof over the locker rooms probably needs to be replaced, and then setting out kind of a schedule for roof replacement for the next few years.
Amstein said the board also approved an early retirement application and early resignation incentive for Barb Olson, middle school cross-country coach and PE teacher at the Washington Elementary School. The Iowa Transportation Commission Tuesday approved slightly more than $1.3 million in total funding for six federal recreational trails program projects. In this area, the Raccoon River Valley Trail to High Trestle Trail Connector Phase 1, acquisition and construction from Perry to Boughton in Dallas County, received $119,575. The Federal Recreational Trails Program was created in 1991 for the purpose of developing and maintaining recreational trails and trail-related facilities for both motorized and non-motorized trail users. The funding is available to cities, counties, state, and federal agencies and private organizations through an annual application-based process. A Northwest Iowa woman has been convicted of charges she pretended to be a nurse to obtain prescription drugs to sell. Police say 30-year-old Kayleen Leadall of Royal pleaded guilty to three counts of felony obtaining or attempting to obtain a prescription drug by deceit. Court documents say she also pleaded guilty to five misdemeanor counts of the same charge. Police and court documents state that Leadall posed as a nurse over a nearly four-month period in 2013. Leadall will be sentenced to 10 years in prison as part of her plea agreement. A sentencing hearing has been set for March 30th. Governor Terry Branstad yesterday presented what he calls a plan of action to lawmakers. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Branstad delivered the annual condition of the state message to legislators with a "Together We Can" theme. Working together matters, Branstad said, since any bill must win approval in the Republican-led Iowa House and the Democratically-led Iowa Senate before it reaches his desk. Many of the governor's priorities are holdovers from previous years, with a few tweaks. Branstad proposes a new $5 million competitive grant program for communities or private sector companies that extend broadband service in rural areas. As he outlined during the campaign season, Branstad proposes a new Iowa Next program for quality of life projects, plus a new public-private partnership to manage state workforce development programs. The governor says it's common sense for legislators to finally pass an anti-bullying bill after similar proposals faltered in each of the last 2 years. Branstad also released his budget plan today, outlining $7.3 billion in state spending. That's between 4 and 5% larger than the current year's budget.
Branstad did not fully embrace the Regents' plan to provide more state money to public universities so in-state tuition can remain the same for a third straight year. He recommends Iowa's public school districts get about $50 million more in general state aid for the next academic year. That's an increase of 1.75%. Iowa's Chief Justice is expected to address the legislature in the annual State of the Judiciary address. Chief Justice Mark Cady of the Iowa Supreme Court is scheduled to speak this morning before a joint session at the Capitol. Governor Branstad's proposed budget shows the judicial branch is requesting more than $182 million for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. That's an increase of more than $8 million over the current year. In past speeches, Cady has emphasized the importance of securing the money. He says it helps the state's court system improve efficiency and attract the best employees. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak, 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.